This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Numerous laws protect people from discrimination when they're searching for a home. Yet many areas across North Texas and around the country still struggle with patterns of housing inequities and segregation. Miriam Egoof is a UTA doctoral graduate in urban planning and the project manager for a comprehensive new study for the North Texas Regional Housing Assessment. Miriam Egoof, thanks for being here.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
So your study examined 22 cities across North Texas. What were you looking for in those places?
Sure. The assessment is template-driven. So HUD gives us a list of questions to be answered and data. And so some of those big fair housing issues were segregation, patterns of poverty concentration, disparities in accessing opportunities, school, transportation, healthy neighborhoods, and things of that nature. So we have use the HUD data as well as supplemental data that we have put together to really dive into some of those inequities.
Aside from the data that you had to pour over, did this involve going out and asking questions of citizens or talking to government officials? Or
absolutely. So it's a big data-driven exercise, but something that is very different this time, there is a lot of community engagement. We have spent most of our resources actually in the communities talking to groups, consulted with organizations, elected officials to see, you know, what are some of the barriers that we're facing. So actually, the research has been contextualized, at least the data, through public engagement. And we have learned most of the issues through consultation.
Now, out of all the regions examined, Dallas has the highest rate of housing problems. Is that simply because Dallas is a big city, or is there something more here?
Right. So the great thing about this assessment, it's very comprehensive in a sense that we look at a lot of different issues, but also a lot of different scopes for those issues. So we first looked at what's happening regionally and then what's happening within each jurisdictions. Ultimately, there is a lot of imbalances between the city of Dallas and the region. So the city of Dallas has a disproportionate higher number of non-white folks, poorer households. And so those imbalances would result in greater issues within the city of Dallas because of the demographics.
And what kind of issues does Dallas have right now?
We have a very, very stark geography of inequity. So that would be not only some neighborhoods are facing a higher rate of racial segregation, but also of economic segregation. A lesser access to transportation options and affordable transportation options, lower performing schools. So there is a lot of cumulative obstacles coming with, you know, residing in one given neighborhood. I think they are in a very tough place where they don't really have the tools, neither the amenities to actually lift themselves out of poverty. But I think it is very important for us to document some of those issues so we can get past by those stereotypes associated with being in poverty, living in segregated neighborhoods. I don't think anybody makes a choice.
Another key point your research reveals is that Black and Hispanic households face more housing issues than white households, and there's an increasing level of non-white segregation. Mm-hmm. How so?
All right. So some of the housing problems that we have documented are cost burden issues. So households spending more than 30% of their income towards housing, or more than actually 50% of their income towards housing. And you would see that Black and Hispanic households are facing those issues at a much greater rate than white household. And on top of that, they live in very segregated neighborhoods. So you would have all those Hispanic and Black communities facing housing issues, living in poverty-concentrated neighborhoods, segregated from white folks.
And with all of the research and the efforts and the laws and the guidelines and again, the efforts, it's just amazing to me that we still have this housing segregation that still exists. What is the major impediment to preventing that's prevented all of these efforts from working?
We have conflicting public policies. We still have laws that are enabling segregation. So the ability of landlords to refuse vouchers. So we have to have very unequivocal and intentional efforts to desegregate. And it's, she said the D word, right? And yes, it's 2018 and we look at the landscape like it's still 1920. And it's very disheartening because we are spending tremendous amount of dollars and efforts. And yet, you know, behind those beautiful maps that we've put together, we have families skipping meals. This is very, very disheartening. We have to understand the level of distress that those families are facing. It is our responsibility as recipients of federal dollars, but also as a society, to make sure that this is no longer the status quo that defines our city or our region.
Miriam Egoof is a project manager for the North Texas Regional Housing Assessment. Thanks for being here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.